This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Feels like fall outside. I know that makes Ryan Wiggins happy.
Man, this weekend was stupid.
It was kind of a lie.
The temperature was...
It was like Tim Walz was out there trying to tell you it's fall.
Yeah. I was like, I don't believe you, Tim Walz, every time I walked outside this weekend.
That's every time.
Yep.
90 degrees.
90 degrees. I'm like, Tim Walz.
Feels like Tim
Barack
Walz
Obama.
To me.
Yeah.
I think there are people in our audience who probably do that. Hello. We're happy to see you. You know that there are people in our audience who do the same thing about Donald Trump.
Oh, heck yeah. And will for years.
Yeah.
The Barack Obama one's still funny because it's not relevant anymore.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Yeah. That was a regular thing that you would say about everything. I do kind of wonder what the TDSers that are out there, they exist to hate Donald Trump. If he is president for 4 years, is it going to be the best time of their lives or the worst time of their lives?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because they get what they want.
I remember hearing some comedians and communicators say that once Donald Trump lost the election and Joe Biden was in, that they had this moment that they were really happy, and then they realized, you know what, I'm not talking to my dad as much. Like, they would talk to relatives who either they agreed with or disagree with because Donald Trump said something crazy today. And they were like, I kind of missed the era where I was communicating with my family more about these things.
Yeah, I used to be able to talk about, like, politics could come up and people would kind of like get their thoughts out, maybe a little passive aggressively, and then you'd move on to something else. You'd talk about like the Cardinals or something. But now you can't do that. It's like an affront.
Mm-hmm.
To bring up Donald Trump in mixed company.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
What about the families that have been divided over Donald Trump? There are families that have been divided over Donald Trump as the president of the United States, as a candidate for president of the United States once again, where the anti-Trumpers are actually voting for Trump now.
Oh, man. I would love to tell you that I've seen a poll on this, but... Those people,
how would you poll that?
Do not want to be found.
No, there are people who have supported Donald Trump the whole time and don't want to be found.
Yeah.
If you have, I mean, I feel for those people because they've been so actively deceived by a media and they want something to be true so much that the alternative to Donald Trump being the boogeyman that they think that he is, the truth on the other side of that, where he's crass. He's combative, but he's incredibly good for the American economy. He's incredibly good for American safety and security. He's incredibly good for the mentality of America first, which makes our nation a strong nation so that we can use the strength of our nation and the wealth of our nation to help other nations that are in need. All of these things come together to say that while he might not be the person you want to, this always gets me, like, I wouldn't want Donald Trump to babysit my kids. And I'm like, I don't think he's offering. I think you're good there. What about helping your kids' college fund go bonkers so that the economy is strong and that when your kids do graduate from high school and go into college, that the job market is there for them to pursue a career that's going to pay them a wage that can afford groceries and gasoline and to not have to panic when you have an emergency appliance breakdown or something like that. You have to pay for the service to come out, and the service costs more because the gas to get there has cost more. The hard cost involved in what it is they're going to need to replace costs more. So everything costs more. Do you hate your children's future so much that your emotions are going to stop you from voting for what's best for them in the decades to come? And the answer is, to many people, they hate Trump that much. Is it too strong to say they hate Trump more than they love their kids?
Oh, yes. I saw one of those videos the other day. It was somebody who came to the light. You know, these exist on both sides. It was somebody in this case who had been a Biden supporter who now is a Trump supporter. And there's people who were Trump supporters and now they're, you know, they have videos on both sides. But this was one of those where the person said, the argument that changed my mind was one that I think the person talking to them said, if you had to have surgery, and we've brought this up before.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to have surgery, would you rather have an inexperienced surgeon whose track record is pretty bad at surgery, but they've got great bedside manner? Or would you rather have a surgeon who's done 20,000 of your exact surgeries? You've already seen him do it. He's amazing.
And he's a total jerk.
But he's terrible at talking to the patients. Which one? And she said, "Of course, I get it now. I would go with the great surgeon."
I have a dear friend who was in that literal situation here in St. Louis. I won't get too specific on the doctor and where the doctor was from, but they talked about it was cancer. They were trying to have a cancer surgery, remove cancer from someone's body, and the doctor is the best at it, like in the country. Top five doctors that you would move heaven and earth to have yourself or your loved one be seen by this doctor. And not only does he have bad, like, is he not kind or whatever, he's like aggressively mean. And it becomes a challenge to endure that. But if you got this doctor, you're keeping this doctor. And the truth about Donald Trump is, even the things that people perceive him to be mean about, he's not really, he's, if you've ever been around somebody who understands people in a way, like a very dynamic person who has the ability to bring the best out of people in a leadership role, who understands how to motivate people, who understands how to praise people, but they also have this other side where it's like if your hand's not in the middle, it's the opposite of that. That's really kind of what Donald Trump is. He's a very dynamic, charismatic person, and his direction has a lot to do with your participation in trying to get the job done. And when he's working with people that aren't effectively trying to get to the bottom line of whatever the job is that they're trying to get done, he doesn't have any time for that. You're wasting his time. And he doesn't appreciate that and respect that. And I kind of look at it like that's the way everybody feels about that, but he just handles it differently.
You know, you've heard stories before of bankrupt companies where a new leader comes in and goes, look, we are in trouble. This whole thing, you know, the bakery that went under, you know, the new owner shows up and goes, look, we got to change the way we bake these goods. And everybody goes, well, that's not the way we've done it before. The new owner has to go.
How's that working for you?
Yeah, you have to bake these differently. We got to streamline the process. And if you have a whole bunch of people around you at your bakery who will not change, you got to get rid of them. That was basically Donald Trump's first 2 years of office, maybe even longer, was full of people, Republicans included, who were constantly telling him, but that's not the way we do it. That's not the way we've always done it.
He took a lot of direction and hired a lot of people who were not, I serve at the pleasure of the president. They served.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To corral the president, to keep the president in the boundaries of the swamp. And he didn't know that coming. And he said that before, like, we didn't have good people. It's one of the things that he was bringing Bobby Kennedy on to make sure that he isn't being used by the people who, you know, run big pharma or whatever, people who are profiting off of their government relationships, lobbying for one thing and then turning around and getting another job directly with a company that ends up getting paid from the thing they lobbied for and so on and so forth, that he is aggressively pursuing getting the right people in place on day one and leaning on people like Bobby Kennedy who know about this particular area to say, guide me in choosing good people here. Elon Musk trimming the fat. I mean, I don't know what Elon Musk is capable of doing when it comes to trimming the fat, but that is what Americans have been needing for so incredibly long, which is a government that understands spending within our means, not their means. They have no means. They have to take from us in order to have means, in order to do things. Where you see, good grief, Kamala Harris's tweet over the weekend about Lebanon, the people in Lebanon. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see it.
I mean, it's really quite something to watch Kamala Harris as the vice president of the United States be so tone deaf on what is taking place on our shores. We have another. This Hurricane Milton is a Category 5 hurricane that is coming to. Did I just see that? Just said 175 miles an hour. I'm watching the scroll on Fox News right now. Winds at 175 miles an hour, and it looks like it's going to come up through the Gulf, which has all this warm water that helps feed the strength of this hurricane. And I don't know what the total trajectory of this is, but it's supposed to go kind of cut through Florida, the peninsula of Florida. And I've seen, you know, we've seen before where they go out into the ocean and then they spin back and circle back and hit the East Coast again. Good freaking grief. What happens if that takes place? This is what Kamala Harris tweeted this weekend on October 5th. So 2 days ago, Saturday at 7:37 p.m. The people of Lebanon are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. I am concerned about the security and well-being of civilians suffering in Lebanon and will continue working to help meet the needs of all civilians there. To that end, the United States will provide nearly $157 million in additional assistance to the people of Lebanon for essential needs such as food, shelter, water, protection, and sanitation to help those who have been displaced by the recent conflict. This additional support brings total U.S. assistance to Lebanon over the last year to over $385 million.
Oh my gosh,
read,
are you kidding me?
The flipping room, Vice President Harris. It's a real post. She really put that out there. $385 million of money that comes from where? Could any of that money go to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida? Could any of that money be used for the American citizens who are in dire need right now when that money came from them in the first place? And oh, just imagine it not having to be laundered through the government first in order to be useful to those people who continuously talk about nobody showing up to help them. It's not a political problem. It's not a PR problem. We have a moral problem in our government and the way that they take your money and my money to fund things that don't actually help us. It is a moral problem. And it needs a moral solution. And the moral solution is not Donald Trump. The moral solution has to come from the American people. It might manifest itself in a Donald Trump presidency. And, you know, we talk about morality and leaders and stuff. If you have any question about the morality of people who, from a Christian standpoint, and I don't believe that you have to have a Christian faith to have a moral understanding. I think you can not have a Christian faith and have or any religious faith and understand morally what is right and what is wrong. But before anybody starts trying to apply biblical principles to the thought of possibly supporting a man like Donald Trump, start reading the people who God appointed to lead his people in the Bible and point me to the one that wasn't a completely sinfully broken person. Find me one. I'll wait. I have till three. The idea that somehow or another the person who's going to lead God's people or the person who's going to lead the people of the United States of America for Republicans to support them has to be some sort of morally righteous person. There's only been one. He died. He came back. He's waiting to return. All of that said and done. There is no perfect person that is going to run on the Republican side of the ticket. You're going to be able to point to that person every single time and say, morally, they fall short. We could do the same exercise on the left, but we don't need to do that because on the left, we don't have those same expectations for the person who's running as a candidate for the party on the left. We only apply those standards to the people who run on the side of the Republicans because they're trying to make you out to be a hypocrite for supporting somebody who is a sinfully broken person. If you are a Christian and you are a Republican, how dare you support a man like Donald Trump? And I would just say to those people, what, because he's a sinner? And then they say, of course he's a sinner. And then they list you all of these things that aren't even factually accurate, like saying he's a convicted rapist, which is completely and totally not true. If you want to make the case to me that he is somebody who has broken the Sixth Commandment, I can cross the aisle on that one and throw that back. But nobody cares. It doesn't matter which sins he's committed. It doesn't matter the fact that he is a broken, sinful person. If I myself am a broken, sinful person in need of the same Jesus that Donald Trump needs and that Kamala Harris needs and that anybody needs as somebody who is speaking for my Christian faith. The morally righteous people on the left who want to apply a religion that they A, do not understand, and B, are not willing to research, and C, are willing to manipulate for a political gain, you don't have to participate in those conversations. Null and void. Find me the person, if you want to inject religion into it, it doesn't have to be about Donald Trump. You can't only apply that to Donald Trump. It has to apply to every man, every woman who's ever led anything ever that has to do with God's people. And they are all tragically broken, sinful people in need of a savior, which is way more important if you're a Christian like I am than winning any specific election. Now will we get out of the way the fact that, no, Donald Trump isn't morally righteous. I don't think Donald Trump thinks he's morally righteous. I think he actually feels in a really tangible way right now how merciful and how much grace that he has received from who he says God was looking down on him twice when his life was on the line by somebody who wanted him dead. Now that we've got that out of the way and we are all together acknowledging the fact that Donald Trump is by no means a perfect person, is not righteous in his own regard in any way, shape or form. Can we talk about what's good for the future of this country? Can we talk about what's good for your pocketbook? Can we talk about what's good for American safety and security and making sure fentanyl doesn't find its way into your suburban home that's far, far, far away from some sort of American border? That's where the conversations for real, genuinely serious people take place. And you'll know real fast if they're serious or not. Let's take a quick break. We're going to talk about the Andy Frey YouTube live chat poll when we come back. Why is Donald Trump running for president? Is he running for the country or is he running just for himself? Tell us what you think by visiting us on YouTube. Just search up Annie Frey, F-R-E-Y, and you'll see that our channel is broadcasting live right now. And with that live video is a chat. Lots of folks chatting each day there. We've got about 170 people on YouTube right now, and the conversation is hopping. You can join it, but you can just simply vote, anonymously even, in that YouTube poll and tell us why you think Donald Trump is running for the country or for himself. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.